Hi, welcome to One Foot in the Closet Season 1. One Foot in the Closet is a podcast featuring a series of conversations between myself, the host and creator of this podcast, and queer and beyond the binary Africans who all live life with one foot in the closet, just like I do. In case you're not familiar with these terms, here are some quick definitions. Number one, queer is an umbrella term for people who are not heterosexual or are not cisgender. Number two, beyond the binary is an umbrella term for people who are not cisgender. Number three, one foot in the closet is an umbrella term for people who are only out to trusted friends and family, but never publicly out in the Western sense. This is done primarily for reasons of safety, but there are other reasons for living life with one foot in the closet that we'll delve further into in the podcast. My pseudonym is Name Redacted. I created a pseudonym for this podcast because I live on the African continent in a country where it is illegal to be anything but heterosexual and cisgender. I'm queer and polygender, so the pseudonym and voice altering employed on this podcast is not only to protect my safety, but to protect the safety of my guests. Speaking of my guests, this season has a variety of guests from different parts of the African continent and the diaspora. All guests chose their own pseudonyms and had their voices altered to protect their safety. My goal is to create as safe and engaging a space as possible for people to speak their truths. You'll notice that several of the episodes this season are two-part episodes containing a part one and a part two. This was done because I noticed early on in the recording process that guests were able to speak openly, honestly, and unapologetically about things that they had never spoken about with anyone before. I did not want to cut people off because of an arbitrary time limit. I wanted to give guests all the time they needed to tell their own stories in their own words in a way that is safe to them. As a heads up, several of the episodes have content warnings in the show notes. There are several traumatizing experiences that are discussed, so consult the show notes before listening to an episode if you might be triggered or to be aware of the content. I believe conversations like this are not only important, but necessary to help provide a counter-narrative to the predominant Western narrative of coming out. You don't have to have a bold public declaration to come out. Coming out is a privilege that the majority of queer and beyond the binary Africans on the continent and in the diaspora do not have access to. You can exist with one foot in the closet, like my guests and I do, and that's perfectly valid and deserves more representation. That's why I created this podcast. I know countless queer and beyond the binary Africans like myself who live life with one foot in the closet, but I wasn't seeing our stories being told by us. The stories I was seeing were all doom and gloom. We go through trauma, but our lives are not all trauma. We thrive and find joy in our queerness and or beyond the binary identities in queerphobic, transphobic societies. This is our form of resistance. One Foot in the Closet is a team effort, so I'd like to conclude by thanking the wonderful team who worked on Season 1. Namely, Annie King-Smith, our wonderfully talented theme music composer and audio editor, Drew Deacon Thomas, our sensational audio engineer and producer, our amazing podcast art illustrator and episode cover art illustrator, who shall remain unnamed to protect their safety, our incredible team of transcribers, who shall remain unnamed to protect their safety, our fantastic social media manager, who shall remain unnamed, protect their safety, the spectacular House of African Feminisms, without whom this project would not have been possible, and who I'm forever grateful for believing in our dream. One Foot in the Closet was a dream years ago, and now it's a reality. Thanks to funding by the House of African Feminisms, which is a project by the Goethe Institute, Kigali, Lagos, and Johannesburg, who all deserve their due gratitude for the support. Check out the rest of the House of African Feminisms projects, as they're all magnificent, and stay tuned for episode 1 from season 1 of One Foot in the Closet, coming very soon. Lastly, to support our podcast, please subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts, and please take the time to leave a rating and review, especially on Apple Podcasts. It really helps. We'd love to hear back from you wherever you're listening in from. Please share your thoughts with us via email at onefootinthecloset@gmail.com. Like our Facebook page, One Foot in the Closet. Follow our Instagram at One Foot in Closet. Follow our Twitter or X account at One Foot in Closet. Please comment, DM, share, and engage with our social media to spread the word and share the love.